This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Iran is warning of all-out war if anyone attacks it because of that drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called it an act of war. The U.S. blames Iran, but Tehran says it didn't do this. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country doesn't want a military confrontation. There would be a lot of casualties, he said, but he warned we won't blink to defend our territory. Rita Foley, Washington.
At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday. Dozens more are injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government said most of the victims were patients at a nearby hospital. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist blue and white party won the most seats in parliament in this week's election. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's election, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said he should lead the next government since his party won more seats. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door session Thursday with Intelligence Community Inspector General. This as lawmakers hope to learn more details of a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. The AP's Mike Hempin reports.
The Washington Post reports Inspector General Michael Atkinson is to testify today. According to the Post, the complaint involves an intelligence official's allegation that President Trump made an unspecified promise to a foreign leader. The Post cites two anonymous former U.S. officials. However, the Associated Press has not confirmed the report. The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Congressman Adam Schiff, says Atkinson determined the whistleblower complaint was credible and urgent. The White House has not commented. Mike Hempin, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up in an Aladdin costume for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. Jagmeet Singh, the leader of Canada's New Democratic Party, says the Trudeau brownface scandal will trouble many Canadians.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt. Please reach out to your loved ones. Please reach out to people who are suffering in silence right now. Please let them know that they are loved and they are celebrated for who they are.
Trudeau is currently on the campaign trail before Canadian federal elections. The image could undermine his chances for re-election with less than 5 weeks to go before polls open. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement are on Capitol Hill this week. Here's Denise Ho.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
After months of protests, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill, widely seen as an incursion by the mainland Chinese government. If legislation passes in Washington, the bill would allow President Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses, as well as other actions. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.